1.7 is here. You've been waiting. New features. It's like a whole new Minecraft. Let me explain everything to you.
Netcasts you love from people you trust. This is Twit. Video and audio bandwidth provided by Cashfly at cachefly.com.
Hello and welcome to OMG Craft. I'm your host, Chad Johnson, and this is a show that'll teach you how to become a Minecraft expert in no time. Well, 1.7 is out. It is time for all new enhancements to your game. Let's not waste any time. Let's just get straight into it.
Okay, so here we are in a little new 1.7 world. I have some stuff hidden away in this house and beyond, but let's not get to that because this is the update that changed the world. So we got to go check out some biomes, some of the new world generation. I have my handy dandy command blocks here that'll teleport me around. And first, check out that piston. On some weird old sand. I have apparently killed myself here when I was standing here at one point. This is the new Mesa biome. Look how ridiculous this looks. The notable thing about this biome is that it has lots of hardened clay and this new red sand. There are 7 colors in all of this clay, so you can go ahead and harvest it. You have your normal old hardened clay, which is nice because you could dye this later to become whatever color you want. And then you also have orange, red, yellow, white, light gray, and brown. Now, this is the mesa down here, but then there's also, if you check my F3, we got mesa. I think it's Mesa Flats. No, it's not Mesa Flats. It's there's another word for it. Plateau. There we go. I forget. It switched over there in my F3 mode. On this Mesa Plateau, I have these dead-looking trees, which is kind of cool. These oak trees. But this will be a really, really useful biome if you want lots of hardened clay really, really fast, which I will be trying to find one in my world as fast as I can, because this will be really useful in building buildings later. So next is, blah, 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 the savannah. In the savannah, you have these new trees, these acacia trees. You can kind of see how they generate. To me, I don't really like that. I don't really like the block. Side block thing. It makes it look like the tree is like glitched or broken. But this is a new type of wood, acacia wood, and you can make this into planks, which the planks turn out to look very, very orange. You can kind of see how those two work out there. Also in the savannah, NPC villages could generate, horses will spawn. There's no rain in this biome, and it's also pretty, pretty flat, as you can see. There are savannah hills, that's what this is right here. Or maybe it's even, let's check it out, it may be called savannah plateaus. Nope. Yeah, it is, haha. Plateau, that word is the word of the day, plateau, folks. So let's go check out the next area, which is the command block. This is the roofed forest. You can kind of see it here. I put it on the edge of a plane so that you can sort of peek in to what the roofed forest looks like. So if we go over, I'm in creative. I could just fly. Look at that. If you fly over the forest, you can see that there's quite a lot of foliage above the forest. And look at this. Big giant mushrooms will also spawn in the roofed forest area. You can tell there's some other differences. The grass is much, much greener. This has dark oak trees. This is not just normal oak. See, you can see in the little item picker down there. This is dark oak wood. This also gives you a new sapling. When you take those saplings and put them in a four square, so 2x2, you can make these really, really thick trees, and they also make their own type of plank, this dark wood plank. Just to show it off, here is spruce, which used to be the darkest plank. Here is dark oak wood. So you can definitely tell that there is a definite difference in wood color. It's good to point out that this roofed forest with all these leaves, it's very easy for baddies to spawn because of how dark it is. I also came into this forest at when it was raining, and there's very few openings for the rain to poke through. This is the first biome, aside from the mushroom island biome, where these large mushrooms are allowed to spawn. So let's head out to the next biome. And this is... dun 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 dun, mega tiga taiga. I like to call it tiga, like a tiger. Or anyway, there's a lot to talk about with this new biome. First, it is huge. The one that I found here just goes on forever. Some of the things you may have already noticed. Look at this crazy mossy cobblestone just naturally generating. You also have a new block on the ground called podzoil. This is sort of like a dead leaf version of grass. Podzoil, lots of things can be placed on it. All the flowers, all the normal plants, and even mushrooms. So it acts a little bit like the mycelium, where you can place mushrooms on it no matter what the light level. In here, we have a new type of tree as well. This is the giant spruce trees, where you can put two by two spruce on the ground, and it will create these huge trees. This is one of the rarest biomes. Oh, I was like, what is that? A cat? It's a little mushroom on top of there. This is one of the rarest biomes to find. The one that I just found is very, very, very large. So now, good. I was like, oh, now I have to find my command block and get out of here. So let's jump out to the next one, which is... you may just think that this just looks like a snowy biome, but this is Extreme Hills Plus. You can kind of see that over there. There's a little addition symbol added to Extreme Hills. The thing that makes this interesting is now they contain spruce trees, and they are considerably taller. They're almost mountainous in design than just plain old Extreme Hills. Let's get a F3, and you know what? Let's go ahead and clean up my inventory here and jump to the next place. This one might be my most exciting new area. This is Ice Spikes. Doesn't this just look... I mean, this looks like a modded version of Minecraft. In Ice Spikes, you have this new block called Packed Ice. Packed Ice has a lot of really cool properties. One is that it is not see-through. It is completely opaque, so you cannot view through this ice. This will also not melt if you have a torch next to it. It still has properties of ice, so if I jump on it and I can slide around. Here, I can do that a little bit easier. If I stop, I continue to move just like that, just like normal ice. But these spikes here in the ground are generated all from packed ice all the way through. Now it has started to snow. Very, very cool. These spikes can go very, very high up into the sky. Let me go ahead and get rid of this. These spikes can reach like almost 120 blocks up into the air. And you'll also find lakes of packed ice inside of here. So it's not just the spikes, but it's these little packed ice pools in this biome. This is a really, really neat biome. Next is much, much of a simpler biome, and that is ocean. With the new world generation, oceans happen a little bit more rarely in previous world generators. This is not just an ocean, but if you check, it is a deep ocean, which means that it's a few blocks deeper than your normal ocean that you would normally encounter. This is kind of nice because I know that there are a few people who enjoy building on oceans. Maybe you want to build a boat. Maybe you want to build something way up in the air. And if you fall, you want an ocean to catch your fall. So oceans haven't gone away. They are a little bit more rare. But it is nice to know that now there is a second type of biome. Now, I do want to talk a little bit about some of the extra biome generation features. And each biome now has four categories that it could possibly be, which is snow-covered, cold, medium, or dry and warm. And there's some that just make sense. Like the desert is always going to be dry and warm. And, an ice plains is going to be cold or snow covered. Now, placement of these biomes, as I kind of fly over here, you'll see what I'm talking about. Placement of the biomes now respects what biome it is next to. In the past, you might have gotten some sort of ice plains next to a desert, which doesn't make any sense why you would have a desert right next to an icy place. And in this new biome, it respects the biome that it is next to. So if you have a desert, maybe you'd go into Mesa instead of icy area. Also, the elevation of the biomes. This is my little house. I didn't even expect to fly back over here. The elevation of the biomes is greater, so you'll get more variety of elevation, and the temperature system has also been upgraded. Now that we're back at our home, let's go ahead and show it off. I want to show off some of the new blocks that are in game. And first, you may notice these glass panes. Of course, there's been a lot of talk. This is stained glass. No, there isn't just really, really orange light inside of this building, although it's pretty orange in here. Oh, let me just put that back. It's pretty orange in here. I kind of went with a new block feel, and most of the new blocks are pretty orange, except for this this wall that's been here. But so this is, light blue stained glass, orange stained glass. We have yellow stained glass up here. And these are just a few of the new blocks. You get stained glass in blocks, just like this, or in panes, like in these windows. Another new feature is that item frames, these are just normal old item frames. Let me grab this map out of this item frame. And if you see, there's an item frame back there. But if I take a map and put it into the item frame, then the item frame sort of expands to fit the size of the map, and it'll fill up a full block. Now this adds some really, and you can kind of see if you check just the edge of the screen how those item frames pop out. That's just a render, how maps render. Sometimes, once the item frame is gone, it'll kind of get rid of the whole block to save on bandwidth and speed of the game. So ignore that. That's an intended design. But you can see I mapped out a lot of the land that's right here. This is us. This is where this map has been placed on the wall. And all of this is space. I think the ocean that we were checking out is just right over there. So we flew just this way. Anyway, this is really, really cool, and there is still the ability for map makers to change the texture on these maps to make whatever they want. So this could be a photo or some sort of bitmap that they could use to their advantage. But just the fact that this map could be placed on the wall is really, really neat. So let's head outside, show off a few more things. This is on the Podzoil block, but check out all of these new flowers. We have lots and lots of, I have even mixed in some old flowers in here. But there's lots of tulips. So you have orange tulips, red tulips, pink tulips, and white tulips. There's lots of new flowers that I don't even know how to say half their names. Allium. I'm not even going to try, even though I just did. Sunflowers. Sunflowers are cool because they will point to where the sun rises in game. So you can always tell that they're going to point to, what is that, the east, where the sun rises. We have roses. Red roses are now gone. Unfortunately, they have been replaced with this rose bush, which is a two block tall flower, and then also back here, this poppy in the back. If you've played Pocket Edition a lot, you know that there's a blue flower. Well, now the PC version has a blue flower. This is the Blue Orchard, which is kind of nice. There's a few other two block high flowers. This is the Pony. I am not a botanist, so please don't quote me on how to say these names. Next is a two tall grass. You can get this easily by going up to a normal grass block or a normal tall grass and hitting it with some bone meal, and it'll just grow to a two tall grass. And then you also have the two tall fern as well. So some a nice addition. So tons and tons of new flowers in the game. Let me cover another thing that's very exciting, and that is fishing. Fishing has changed just a little bit. Oh, of course, I'm in creative, so let me get my fishing rod. Fishing has changed quite a bit in the mechanics. Of course, you're still going to wait for your little bobber down there to go underneath the water. But once you have cast your lure out into the water, you can see these little sort of particles jumping out of the water. Those only happen when you have the lure in the water. And then, instead of just waiting for the lure to go under the water, you'll actually see a cool trail of a fish move from the outside into your bobber. And so it's almost like a little bit of a warning that a fish is coming in to grab the bait on the end of it. There it goes. Here we are. Perfect timing. And there we go. And I've gotten a new fish. Very awesome. This is a raw salmon. I have my little ice box right here with the packed ice. So inside of here, let's put that with the other salmon. Raw salmon can cook down into cooked salmon. As well as the normal fish that we've always had, we'll always make cooked fish. There's two other new fish. There's a clownfish. The moment, this one does not cook into anything, but it can be used to tame cats. And there's also pufferfish, which we'll get to in just a moment. So let me keep a pufferfish with me. When fishing, you can also get a few extra items. You can get junk, and you can also get treasure. For some of the treasure, you could get a name tag or a saddle. For some of the junk, you could get lily pads, rotten flesh sticks, leather, and bowls. And there's a few more things. This is not all of the items that you can get from fishing now, but it adds kind of a new element to the old mechanic of fishing. So let me take this pufferfish. If you take it and put it into a brewing stand, brew it into an awkward potion, it will brew into a potion of underwater breathing. So if we go ahead and here, let me actually switch into game mode 0. And if I go ahead and drink this potion up, just like this, I have underwater breathing for 3 minutes. So if I jump in, you can see that my little air bubbles above my food will not go down for 3 full minutes. Isn't this amazing? I'm so very, very excited about this. And also, water becomes very, very easy to see through. I'm so, so very excited about this new potion because the best place to get clay is underwater. And there's many times that I've needed to go underwater, and this is definitely the new way to do it, is with the underwater breathing potion. Let me show off one more thing while I chat about some of the extra features that have been added that are a little bit harder to show off. Let me find some obsidian here. Let me also find a flint and steel. That's not how you spell flint. I don't know how you spell flint. Steel. Let's spell steel. There we go. That's what I thought I did. FL. I'm just going to test this out. FL. Oh, I don't know what I did. Maybe I did FI. Anyway, Some things that have changed are there's some new commands that are a little bit hard to see. There's tell raw, which allows you to add sort of like a JSON script to your commands. Now, chat can be clicked, and the easiest way to show that off is if I take a screenshot, doop, just like that, you can see that in my chat this is underlined. And if I click it, it will actually open up the image that I just took on my computer. I'm doing a special type of screen recording, so you can't see that I opened it up on my computer, but it absolutely did. So clickable things in chat is absolutely new. And a lot of different commands like summon, achievement, set block, test for block, all of these things can be used by map makers in the future. Now, I want to show off this last little bit. This is a Nether portal, but I know what you're thinking. This is way too big. It's not going to work. I've tried this before. Well, now you can make Nether portals much larger than you could before. They still do need to be square. You can't do anything fancy, like if I break that out and then put some obsidian here. This is not going to work. You can see that this can make much, much larger Nether portals. Now, something else, this is kind of good timing, is you can see that it's raining, but I haven't been interrupted by all of that loud, loud rain sounds. There's a few new options in game. So if you hit escape, go over to options, and you can see that it has changed just a little bit. You have this music and sound settings, so you can individually turn things on and off. So if I turn on weather, you can tell that it's raining, and I can turn it off. Music, I can turn off. But now I have lots of other things. Let's say that, you know, jukeboxes, they play in a server a whole bunch. I like them, but I just don't want to hear all of them. Turn that to 50. Maybe you really want to be able to hear hostile creatures, but everything else you don't really care for. Maybe you're AFK for a little bit. All of this can easily be changed in the new settings. You also have these super secret settings, which if you click, you get these really crazy filters on your game. The whole render engine seems to have taken a large upgrade. You get a crazy sound and a crazy filter each time that you hit those super secret settings. It's fun to just kind of jump through and see some of them. You think, oh yeah, this is the exact same, but this one sort of merges colors when you view them from far away. It's kind of like a weird 3D effect. But these are all, oh whoa, okay, I'm gonna get sick here. Let's oh man. So these are some cool new video settings. It might be fun just to mess with. Just to mess with your friends and turn these on without them looking. Man, this is one trippy setting. But really, really some cool stuff. Let's just leave it on this. I kind of like this old-timey TV look. So that is about it for 1.7.
There are a bunch of other enhancements and little add-ons throughout the entire game, as well as a ton of bug fixes. The Mojang team has been doing a lot of hard work for this new Minecraft update. All you have to do to get it is just kind of open up your browser, wait for it to arrive, and if you're having any trouble, you can go into edit your profile and choose 1.7.1 manually if you're having some problems. Thank you so much for watching the show. If you'd like to subscribe to future episodes, hit up twit.tv/omgcraft. If you want to follow me personally on all the videos I do on my personal YouTube channel, head on over to youtube.com/omgchad. Thanks so much for watching. See you next episode. Bye!